You are now listening to the Jason Capital Show. So sit down and lend me your ears.
I am Jason Capital. You are an action taker in this world of talkers, and we are here together handcrafting your legendary life.
Should you drop your friends? Hell yeah, at least some of them. I'm gonna tell you why right now, all right? Your vision is too important to let crabs bring you down. When I was at Dan Pena's Castle seminar a few years ago, in the middle of the seminar, I'm in Scotland. Some shit went down with my assistant here in California. Some stuff fell through the cracks. This was grounds for termination, but I never fired anyone before, and I was a little afraid. What if people are gonna go hungry because I fired her? I don't wanna be responsible for that. And I told someone there next to me, this dude, he's from Romania, making 30 million, his company made 30 million bucks a year. He was my age, badass. And I told him this story, and he looked at me and he goes, Jason, your vision is too important. Your goals are too important. Your mission is too important to let little things like this stop you. If she's not with it, if she's not at the level that you're operating at, then cut her. It's too important. And he was fucking right. And I fired her that day. All right. And she was instantly replaced with someone who was immensely better. All right. What does this have to do with you and your friends? Okay. I think you should drop some of your friends. I think you know this deep down too. I don't even think I'm saying anything that's surprising to you or shocking to you. I think you know this. I think you get this. I think you can think of in your mind right now people you should drop, people who are pulling you down, people who are injecting negativity into your positivity, people who are telling you you cannot achieve what you should be able to achieve, what you want to achieve. I know it because I've been there. Been there a million times in my life. I'm still there sometimes, okay? I got a note card. I got notes. I came prepared again. All right, listen. Here's what I want you to know. I do this. I drop friends, right? When I was a freshman in high school, if you remember what it was like going back to freshman year, there was a kid who I was really good friends with before high school, and now we'd never gone to school together though, and now we're in the same school, and we're in some of the same classes. And for some reason, this kid was being a total dick to me. Every time I spoke up, he would make fun of me. Every time I laughed, he would make fun of my laugh. And at first I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And I had a talk with him. I was like, dude, I don't appreciate any of this shit. You need to stop. And he was like, okay, I'll stop. Next day, same fucking shit. Didn't stop at all. I had two choices here. I could get in a fight, start my high school career getting in a fight with my best friend, former best friend, or I could just drop him. All right? I chose the second round. I did. I don't know if it was right or wrong, but that's what I chose to do in that situation. I just stopped talking to him. I mean, I literally ignored him. Like, the next day, he came up to me and was like, Jason, what's going on? And I just looked at him. And then I walked away. And this happened for a few weeks until he finally got the fucking hint. Like, the silent treatment was not the silent treatment. This was the you're dead to me treatment. And that was it. All right, never heard from him again. And here's the thing. When I did that, when I dropped one friend, it opened up a space for someone better, someone new, someone more positive, someone more uplifting, someone more badass to enter my life. And that's exactly what happened. Okay, because if you're keeping friends in your rotation right now, if you have people around you who aren't that good, they're taking up space for people who would be better. And that's a bad, bad thing for you. All right, drop them, replace them. It's okay. Like, if there's one thing you get from this video, I want you to know, it's okay for you to drop your friends. It's okay to drop people who are not good for you. You have no obligation to any of them at all. Your obligation, your highest obligation is to you and yourself and your mission, period. That's it. I dropped Ryan McGinn as a friend about 5 years ago. He'll tell this story. In fact, he tells this story because I was in California, he was in Florida, but I was like taking off and I'm so focused. And every time I talked to Ryan, he was just talking about dumb shit. All he wanted to talk about was fucking drinking and doing nothing and reality TV and dumb shit. And I just dropped him as a friend. I stopped responding. I told him, dude, I'm not into this. You may not be hearing from me for a while. And he didn't for almost a year. And then I saw him at a marketing event about a year later. I didn't even recognize Ryan. Dressed better, looked better, talked better, different man. I said, dude, what happened? He goes, when you dropped me as a friend, it made me wake the fuck up and realize that I was being stupid. I was being dumb with my life. I was wasting my moments. And so I changed. I upgraded how I live, how I think, how I breathe, how I act, how I decide, my business, everything. And we reconnected. And in fact, we went to fucking Vegas that night. All right, which is incredibly ironic because I dropped him for partying too much and drinking too much and just, you know, drinking 7 nights a week and shit. And then we go to, like, that's neither here nor there. All right. When I cut it with Ryan, that was the best gift I could have ever given him. Staying as his friend would have been tacit permission for him to keep living his life the way that he was. And I'm not gonna tell him how to live his life and not. That's not my responsibility, that's his responsibility. But I can certainly show him what I think and what I believe. And what I believed is that he was seriously, had a lot of unrealized potential, was not tapping into his gifts, was not doing what he needed to do. And when he said, when I cut him, he woke up, he changed. If I had just stayed friends with him, he may have fucking gone down that same shitty path for a lot fucking longer. He may still be on it now if that hadn't happened. I don't want to take fucking credit for it, but I believe I was a catalyst, and he'll tell you that. All right, and it wasn't just me. Elliot Holst did something similar with Ryan at the same time. So if you have friends that suck right now, let's just be honest. How do you know if a friend sucks? They're fucking negative, they're lazy, they're afraid, they talk a bunch of shit, but they don't do shit. You know they're fucking ducks. If you got a friend that's a duck and they quack too much, how do you turn the quacking into badassery? You're not gonna do it with the fucking pep talk. You're not gonna do it with the fucking intervention. I say drop them. If pain is our greatest teacher and pain is our greatest motivator, I say drop them and let them feel that pain. Because coddling them or continuing to do what you're doing is not gonna be best for them. And I know it's a hard thing to think about. I know it's a hard thing to say. It's just the truth. These are scary moments. It's just the truth. All right. And the other thing is this. How did these people become your friends in the first place? For most people, they choose their friends based on proximity. Meaning, first day of class of college, the person you're sitting next to, you start talking to them instead of the person sitting five rows back because they're closer. So you talk to them and they become your friend instead of that person five rows back. You literally just chose a friend based on ease instead of, I don't know, prolificness, badassery, intelligence, shared interests, common goals, potential partnerships. I don't know. You became friends with someone, and that friend, you know, in college, the person becomes a lifelong friend. You just chose a lifelong friend because they sat next to you by chance, right? Do you really want to leave your success and your whole life to chance? I don't. Fuck that. Okay? And here's the other thing. I told you I got notes. You've heard the saying, bad apples spoil the bunch, right? One bad apple spoils the rest of them. That's actually true. They've actually done studies on this. That's a fact. You put a bad apple with a bunch of good apples, and those good apples become bad apples. These ducks in your life, you're an eagle. They're turning you into a duck. It's a real thing. That's real, actual fact. I'm telling you, go find a moldy apple, put it with a bunch of clean apples, and watch what happens to the good apples. All right, five good apples don't outweigh one bad apple. One bad apple brings down the entire fucking bunch. All right, and the final quote I'll leave you with, and I've been saying this a lot. I don't even know why I've been saying it, but it's been coming to me. It's something I've known for a while. Be willing to remove anything that is not excellent in your life. What is not excellent in your life right now? What is not as good as it could be? What is settling? What is just coasting? What is not excellent in your life? Are you willing to remove it if you must? It's a higher standard. It's a scarier standard. It's a more badass standard. You can have much better results. You can have a much better life. I promise you. If you are willing to remove anything that is not excellent in your life. All right, now I'm going to give you an exercise here to wrap up this video. Because my right, that shoulder. Dude, my right deltoid is gonna get so much more work. I don't wanna be all tilted and shit. Maybe I'll hold the left hand. All right, this is called the scariest exercise ever. Dan Pena taught it to me. And what you're gonna do is you're gonna go through your phone and your DMs and your Instagram and everything, and you're gonna make a list of everybody that you have interacted with over the last 7 days. Every text, every DM, every private message, all of it. Just write down all the names, all the people. And then after you go through that list, put a check mark next to everyone there who is encouraging your dream, supporting you, pushing you forward, making you better. A good test to kind of think about it is, after I spend time with this person, am I feeling more energized, more motivated, and more happy or not? The people that you are, put a check mark next to, and the people that don't support you totally, that don't make you feel great about yourself, that don't do all those things, put an X next to their name. People you put an X to, cut them or at least edit the relationship, meaning see them less often or see them when they're at their best only, right? And the people with the check marks, spend more time with them. Double down on them if you can. All right? So my right shoulder is fucking exhausted, dude. This is crazy. Should you drop your friends? Real fucking question. Real serious shit we just talked about. Hope you get this, man. I really, really, truly hope you get this. I hope you take this to heart. I hope you look at the people that you're surrounding yourself with and you are just fucking attack it. Be fucking ruthless about it. All right, be fucking ruthless about this. Your mission is too important. Your vision is too, it's all too goddamn important. And it's such a limited opportunity. How many breaths do we actually get in our lives? You're gonna waste them on shit instead of gold? You're too fucking important. We need you at your best. cut the people that aren't supporting you to get there. Get more of the people that are. You're a badass. I'm Jason Capital. I'll see you soon.
One of the top 10 most influential men on the planet.
Hey, it's Jason Capital.
Jason Capital. He is the preeminent expert.
Jason Capital has been recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur by the White House.
There's very few people in the world like Jason Capital.
He gets right to the core.
Surrounds you with an energy unlike anything you've ever experienced.